Connecticut Environment and Health advocates are pushing for the Transportation and Climate Initiative to get a vote in the General Assembly's special session that starts Wednesday. It's a cap-and-invest program for vehicles in order to curb pollution and encourage use of clean energy, transit, and fuels. It would require companies to pay states when they surpass the cap, then half the money would be invested into communities near transportation corridors. Lori Brown leads the Connecticut League of Conservation Voters and is one of many advocates concerned about the bill stalling out this session.
Transportation accounts for 38% of our greenhouse gas emissions in our state and our region. And anything you can do to reduce those emissions takes a big step forward. This is a solution. It's ready made.
Harvard research shows that the initiative's impact on air quality could also help prevent asthma-related illnesses in thousands of children. The initiative has gotten pushback from GOP lawmakers who see it as a gas tax for consumers, since suppliers would likely raise prices after their costs increase. Climate change legislation in the state requires at least 45% greenhouse gas reduction by 2030. Brown says not passing SB 884 would create an even bigger barrier for the state's climate goals.
We're already going to be delayed by 2 years because if they approve it this year, it doesn't go into effect for another 2 years in terms of the ramp up and the credits and the sales and actually starting to reduce emissions.
In Connecticut, the measure could generate an estimated $1 billion between 2023 and 2032. The state, along with Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C., is among the first jurisdictions to commit to launching the initiative. I'm Michaela Savitt for Connecticut News Service.